Good morning. My name is LaShonda, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Center for American Progress Action Fund conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Katie Peters, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome. My name is Katie Peters, and I'm the Associate Director for Press Relations at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. On the call this morning, we'll be joined by CAP Action experts to discuss Governor Mitt Romney's tax returns and how he would fare under his own tax plan. At this time, I would like to remind you that this call will be recorded. By participating in the call, you consent to being recorded. Our speakers this morning will be Tara McGinnis, Senior Vice President at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, Seth Hanlon, Director of Fiscal Policy, and Michael Linden, Director of Tax and Budget Policy. Tara?
Thank you, and thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. There's a wide range of discussions happening about Mitt Romney's taxes. What we think we can offer you here at CAP Action is a quick look at not only Mitt Romney's taxes and what he did and didn't pay and how that stacks up against most American families, but a deeper look at how Mitt Romney's policy plans would essentially stack the deck against the middle class and for the 1%. Mitt Romney makes enough in a week to place him among the wealthiest 1% of Americans. He pays a much lower tax rate than millions of Americans in the middle class at 13.9%. He pays a much lower tax rate than other millionaires. But what we're going to talk today is about not only what he isn't paying, but how his plans would essentially continue what we have going today, which is an economy that works for just folks like Mitt Romney, the very wealthy few, and not for most Americans. I'm going to turn it over to Michael Linden right now to talk a little bit about what Mitt Romney's plans would have in store.
Thank you, Tara. I'm going to just talk really briefly about what Mitt Romney's tax plan is and how it would really preserve and expand upon the unfair tax system that we already have that really benefits those at the very top. So just a quick reminder, Mitt Romney's tax plan is basically three major things, all of which primarily benefit the wealthy. He would continue the Bush tax cuts, which, as we all know, primarily benefited the richest 1, 2, and 3%. That includes the extremely preferential rate for capital gains, the low 15% rate for capital gains. That's the lowest it's been since in the 1930s. And also the carried interest loophole. And what that is a preferential treatment for hedge fund managers. Their compensation is treated as capital gains rather than ordinary income, and also private equity fund managers as Mitt Romney was. The other thing that he does is he layers on top of those tax cuts a corporate tax cut, which primarily benefits the very wealthy, and an estate tax cut, which exclusively benefits the extremely wealthy. The other thing that I should mention about the Mitt Romney's tax plan, which is really pertinent here, is that his plan would result in higher taxes for 40% of middle-class families with children. And that's because he would rescind a bunch of tax cuts that were passed under President Obama that were aimed directly at middle-class families with children. So essentially, Mitt Romney's plan is to preserve and expand on the various loopholes and preferential rates that benefit only the very wealthy, while taking away some benefits that benefit the tax benefits that really go to the middle class. And now I'm going to turn it over to Seth Hanlon, who's going to talk about exactly how much Mitt Romney would benefit from his own plan.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I just wanted to run a few numbers. We've been looking through Romney's tax returns and calculating some of the numbers. And so just to go through basically the policies that Michael mentioned, the carried interest loophole. The campaign has said that Romney received about $13 million in carried interest over the past 2 years. Now, he's saving basically 20% on that, the difference between what he would pay if it was treated as compensation income like it should be and the preferential 15% preferential rate. So that results in $2.6 million that he saved just from the carried interest loophole over the last 2 years. the loophole that he wants to continue. We also compared what he would pay, what Romney actually paid in 2010 and 11 under the Bush tax code, with what he would pay were the Bush tax code to expire. And of course, Romney is proposing to extend all of the Bush tax cuts, including the preferential rate for capital gains and dividends. So over the 2 years, Romney saved about $3 million over those 2 years. So in essence, he's proposing a $3 million tax cut for himself at the same time, as Michael mentioned, he's shifting the tax burden onto middle-class families. And finally, I want to hit on one other point, which is, when we talk about these effective rates, we're looking mostly at just the income tax effective rates. But when you look at and compare Romney's effective rate to regular families, middle-class families, you also have to look at payroll taxes as well. Romney paid only a pittance of self-employment tax. It's almost negligible. It's 0.1% of self of his income he paid in self-employment tax. Compare that to most people who pay about 7.5% directly out of their paychecks in payroll taxes, and then their employer pays it on their side too, which effectively comes out of their wages. So if you add it up and you look at the overall effective rates, Romney's 13.9 effective rate is actually less than the average for a family making between $50,000 and $75,000. And actually, if you were even comparing Romney to his cohort of millionaires, even if he just paid the average effective rate that they would pay, he would be paying some $2.3 million more over the last 2 years.
Thanks. Those are a couple core facts about both Mitt Romney's taxes and how he would benefit from even more aggressive loopholes if his tax policy was put in place. I'm going to ask that we turn it over to questions so people can ask Michael and Seth a little bit more about these policies or Mitt Romney's taxes. But at Cap Action, we want to make sure that when people are outraged today about hearing about how Mitt Romney pays a lower tax rate and basically no payroll taxes, that people know that his plan for our economy would rig the game even further and stack the deck against the middle class. With that, I'm going to ask that we open it up for questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Jesse Drucker with Bloomberg News.
Hi, how you doing? Two quick questions. The $13 million that you said that he got in carried interest over the past 2 years, is that in the return, or is that something they said on the conference call this morning?
Yeah, I don't think you can piece together through the return. I looked, and it might be more time. I don't think I can say it definitively, but I think that's something that we got that information from the campaign, not from the return.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about those 2 years, you're talking about 2010 and 2011?
Right.
Okay. And that, you talk about saving about $3 million over those years. The 2.6 that you say that he saved, that's the difference between if he had paid at 35% on the carry instead of the 15?
Exactly.
Okay. And the $3 million in savings that you're referring to, that's if he had paid capital gain taxes at a capital gains rate of 20% on the capital gains and dividend income that he had.
Yes, that's right. But that's most of it. I mean, it's not just that. It's the Bush tax cuts in general. So you're talking about the top
rate also.
Rate,
but that's
also
a pretty small part of.
Exactly.
So basically, if you got rid of the carried interest and you let the Bush tax cuts expire, then his tax bill goes up by the combination of those two numbers. It goes up by $5.6 million.
About that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Pima Levy with TPM.
Hi. I have a question about the Swiss bank account that was in Ann Romney's name for I guess, 7 years. I was wondering if you know of any specific financial advantage there is to having such an account, other than the marginal differences in interest rates. They had said it was sort of for diversification purposes and that it ceased to serve a purpose. But I was wondering if you knew of any other advantages that might be a reason to open such an account.
I mean, I think we can only speculate at this point. I mean, I think the key about the Swiss bank account, and, you know, he released his federal income tax return, but not the foreign bank account disclosures. So I think part of the key is, you know, ensuring that he adequately disclosed it over not just this year, but over past years, which we don't know at this point. As to a Swiss bank account, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, in theory, no. If you pay your taxes, a Swiss bank account should be treated the same as a bank account in the United States. There is obviously some with some of the entities in the Cayman Islands. There's certainly some tax deferral that can be derived by setting up an entity and putting one's management compensation in that. I haven't looked. Had the opportunity to look that carefully at the returns to know whether he's doing that. But in theory, setting up foreign entities can allow for tax deferral, but not just setting up having a bank account in Switzerland.
Okay, thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
So I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning and to let people know that we'll be producing some details and distributing them later that walk through the fundamental facts on how Mitt Romney, both in his own taxes and in the plans he's proposing, is basically a poster child for the Buffett rule proposed by President Obama, that fundamentally we believe there are policies that would set in place greater fairness where no longer are middle-class Americans paying higher tax rates than millionaires like Mitt Romney. So we've got 6 facts up on Think Progress about Mitt Romney's tax returns. And if people need any more information, don't hesitate to be in touch. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.